So this week's shiur is dedicated to the Arichas Yom HaVishonim of Ethel Bas Sora from Johannesburg, South Africa. She said, Arichas Yom HaVishonim B'tov V'Ne'imim and Refuah Shleima. This week's parsha, we learn various sugyas. One of them is the story of Lot V'Benoisav. And as we usually look for halachic issues connected with the week's parsha, we will take advantage of this story and delve into one of the more intriguing sugyas that we find twice in Shas, in Hori Yis Daf Yud, and once again in Nozir Daf Chav Gimel, when Chazal exalt Aveira Lishmo. And Chazal say, Gedoyla Aveira Lishmo, Me Mitzvah Shelo Lishmo. An Aveira with good intentions is greater than a mitzvah with poor intentions. And the Gemara says, how could that be? So obviously, a mitzvah, even if you did the mitzvah shaloi lishma, it still is a mitzvah lakol davar. So how can an aveda possibly be greater than a mitzvah? So Chazal say no. It is not gedoyla aveda lishma mit mitzvah shaloi lishma, ela gedoyla aveda lishma ke mitzvah shaloi lishma. It's not that the Aveda is greater than the mitzvah, but it compares. They both would be at the same level. An Aveda Lishma against a mitzvah shelo Lishma. So Chazal say, Gidol Aveda Lishma ke mitzvah shelo Lishma. Does this concept have any practical implications or implementations? Could it be implemented? Would anybody paskin that an aveda lishma is permissible halacha lemaisa, and what would the guidelines be? So two of the greatest gedolim, going back more than 200 years, between 200 and 300 years, address this question. And in Keserosh is Likutim of Rav Chaim Evalozhin, Roish Verishon Mitalmide Hagro, Doyle Vemashke Matoris Raboi, La Acherem, Chaim Velozhin was probably one of the greatest, if not first and foremost, amongst the Talmidim of the Goen. And in Keserosh, Os Kuflamet Beis, is a very interesting paragraph about Aveda Lishma. And he says, Aveda Lishma has no practical implication at all. It is only before Matan Torah. Because before Matan Torah, each of the great tzaddikim and gedolim understood lefi shorish nishmosai how he has to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu and what is upon him to do. But after Matan Torah, there is only one way, ve'ein bilto, ve'ein zulasoi, and that is only tayag mitzvahs al putein v'dikdukein. So there's no room at all for an aveda lishma. And he said, klapei hayeduim, that always use the concept of Aveda Lishma. So Rav Chaim said, so why do we need Tariag Mitzvahs? If everything depends on your intention and the purity of your feelings, then what is Tariag Mitzvahs all about? Who are those Yeduim? Well, those Yeduim who he derides are people like me. You know, he means the Hasidim. Because the Hasidim of that generation, many of them, you know, sometimes they weren't really midaktik in all the proti halacha. And they argued, well, Rachmona Liboboy, it all depends on your heart. Gedoyla Aveda Lishma, Kamitzvah Shelo Lishma. So Rav Chaim says, Klapei Hayeduim, meaning the Yeduim. That no, Aveda Lishma has no practical implications at all. So one cannot even mention the two categories Beneshima Achas, but in Sefer Kines Hashem Tzavois of the Ramchal, he also deals with the concept of Aveda Lishma, and he attacks others. I think Hasidim and those are on the entire opposites of the spectrum, and he deals with the messianic followers of Shabsai Tzvi, and their philosophy was also based on Gedol Aveda Lishma, all the Teyevois that they committed. So that Ramchal, in his sefer, Kinas Hashem Tzavos, also addresses the concept of Gedol Aved Lishmo, and in a similar style to Reb Chaim Volozhin, he said this has no practical implementation. It only deals with a very specific area, which is very interesting, but the Ramchal explains it B'derech Kabbalah. Chazal base the concept of Aved Lishmo on three different stories in Tanakh. Yoel Eishes Chever HaKeni, what she did with Sisra, Benois Light and Light, and the Gemara says in Nozichov Gimel, Benois Light L'Shem Shomayim Niskavenu, Aleim Nehmer Yishor and Dark Hashem Tzadikim Yerchobom, Light L'Shem Aveda Niskaven, Olav Nehmer Poishim Yekoshlibom, and Tomor versus Zimri. Tomor Shez Insu Yotzu Memena Melochim V'Neviim, because she was Mechaven Hashem Shomayim. And the Ramchal has his approach and explanation of Pikabola that the concept of Aved Lishmo is only in Inyone Ishus and no other area of Aved Shebetoira, and only as a Heroas Shah, but it definitely has no implication throughout ages. So the Ramchal and Rav Chaim Volozhin both address the practical implication of Gedol Aved Lishmo, and both totally reject any practical usage of this idea. So as I said, Chazal bring three examples from Tanakh. Tomor, Benois Light, and Yoel Eishes Chever HaKeni. So Reb Chaim Volozhin says that was only relevant before Matan Torah, but the story of Yoel Eishes Chever HaKeni was Liacha Matan Torah. The other two stories indeed were before Matan Torah, but that story was B'Yemei Yehoshua, and that was Liacha Matan Torah. So Reb Chaim Volozhin says, we know from Kisveri that she was a Gilgul. So what? So what if she was a Gilgul? But it all boils down to the basic question. So if a tzaddik decides that he's a Gilgul, is he entitled to do an Aved Lishmo? So it's not very clear what Reb Chaim means. But the other point he makes, that was Lahatzolas Kol Yisroel. Anatzolas Kol Yisroel Shah. So I want to discuss a few sugyas in Shas and some interesting sources from Gedolei HaDoros, who do seem to implicate that there are cases and are instances and circumstances in which an Aved Lishma might be, if not permissible, then at least forgivable. So, there's a Gemara, first of all a Mishnah, Brochas Nun Dalad Medalef. Tiknu, Shehei Odom, Mevorachas Chavero B'Shem, and the Mishnah brings various different passages that we find in Megillas Rus and in different sources, that it is permissible to greet one another by using Shem Hashem. And Reb Nosson says the last line in the Mishnah, Brochas Nun Dalad Omed Aleph, Eis Lasois, Lashem, Heferu Sarosecho, Haferu Sarosecho, Mishum Eis Lasois Lashem. And Rashi explains, in order to do a Kodesh Baruch Hu's will, a person is entitled to do something Shenera Ka'osur, and therefore it is permissible to quote Shem Shemayim when you bless another Jew. So Rashi's pshat, Rashi's interpretation is, we're not dealing really with the Dvar Isur, but Dvar Shenera Ke'isur. But Chazal proved from the Psukim in Megillas Rus and other sources of Tanakh that it is not an Isur at all, and one could bless a fellow Jew by using Shem Hashem. So this source, Brochas Nun Dalad Omed Aleph, won't really prove that Aved Lishmo would in any circumstance be permissible. However, the Gemara, in the perish of this very Mishnah, in Samach Gimel Omed Aleph, Mamish towards the end of Masechet Brochas, Rava says, this posik in Tehillim, Eis Lasis L'Shem Aferu Sarusecho, Nidrash Mereisha L'Seifa, Umeseifa L'Reisha. One could give pshat, Eis Lasis L'Shem. There are times in which you need to rise to the challenge and do L'Shem Shemayim when Aferu Sarusecho, when others transgress. That is your challenge, to rise to the challenge and be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And that is similar to what we learned 2 weeks ago. Oyscharo isi tzadik bedor hazeh. Hishchis kolbo seres darkoi. And that was Noach's greatness and Noach's challenge. Ilehoye bedoyren tzadikim oyo tzadik b'yoyso. So the poshet of pshat in the posik is eis lasos l'shem. When is that ace? When is that time? When others are hefedes rosecha. But Rava says the posik is also nidrish meseifel ereshe. Heferus erosecha mishum eis lasos l'shem. Sometimes you are entitled and you are really required to be mefer Torah l'shem shemaim, if that brings about a kiddush shem shemaim. So Rashi's interpretation of that Gemara Brucha Samach Gimel Dalef is kemo Eliyahu b'Har HaKarmel. Eliyahu was makrav a korban b'shas isur b'mois because he knew beruach chadshoi, and Eliyahu was a navi. This is what is called for at this critical moment in the story of Klal Yisrael in order to be mekadesh shem shemaim. So once again, but that is a halacha, as we learn in Yevam Mizdav Tzadik, and navi has the authority lemigdar milsa kohiro asho to be oikud dove menatoyle even bekum va'asei. Do we have any other sources dealing with the concept of eis lasos l'Hashem? Yes, I think one additional source in the Gemara, which really comes very close to the concept of aveira lishma, and that is the sugi in yomed af samech tes omed alef, when the Gemara brings the machlokes. Is a kohen entitled to go home with big de kohuna for his comfort or his benefit? You know, they have a party at home and the kohen wants to impress his family and his friends. So he comes to the party, not with a Gucci suit or an expensive, title. He comes with a big de kohuna from the base of Migdosh. That's a machlokes in the Gemara, with a big dikun and nitnu lahanes mem or also lahanes mem. And the Gemara tells the story of Shimon HaTzadik, when the Kutiyim reached an agreement with Alexander the Great, called by Chazal Alexander Mukdon. He was from Macedonia. So, and the Kutiyim had an agreement with Alexander that he's going to give them Yerushalayim and he's going to give them control of Har HaBayis. Well, 2,000 years ago, the control of Har HaBayis was an issue, and obviously still is a very burning international issue. The whole world is busy with the Har HaBayis. So the Kutiyim struck an agreement with Alexander Mogdan that they're going to get the Har HaBayis and he's going to destroy the base of Mikdash and they're going to have control over the Har. And Shimon HaTzadik heads a delegation of Ziknei Yisrael and he dresses in Bigdei Kahuna. And he goes towards Alexander. And Alexander comes at the head of his troops, together with some of his Kuti advisors, and Kivin She'ol Roshachar, and they were standing one against the others. And obviously he used his binoculars, Alexander, and he asks the Kutiyim, who are those people, distinguished people, coming across or coming to see us? And he says, those are the Jews that want to destroy you. And he says, so why are they coming to see me? And when they come closer and he sees Shimon HaTzadik, he gets off his chariot and he bows down to Shimon HaTzadik. And the Kutiyim ask him, why do you bow down to this Jew? Probably they said, this filthy Jew. And he said, because that is the image I always see before my eyes when I am victorious in my battle. That is the image, and that is the person I always see in my vision fighting for me. So Alexander asked Shimon HaTzadik, what is it? What is your request? And why have you come out here to see me? And Shimon HaTzadik says, because there are these evil people that want to destroy the house in which we daven for your success. And Alexander asks, who are those people? And he says, the people standing to your right and to your left, those are the Kutiyim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu Azar, B'siyata D'Shmaya, and Alexander gave the children and Har HaBayis to Shimon HaTzadik, and it was Mevatel all the Gezeiros. So the Gemara says, how did Shimon HaTzadik go Lekras Alexander in Bigdei Kahuna If also the henois behem, and the Gemara answers, Eis lasis l'ashem eferu sarosecho, and Rashi explains that when there is a need for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, one could be oivor b'divrei Torah. So from these three sources in Shas, in which Chazal used this posik, Eis lasis l'ashem eferu sarosecho, the two sources of Masechet Brachos don't prove our point, but this source is very similar to Aveira Lishma. Because Chazal say, Shimon HaTzadik violated a clear halacha when he dressed up in Big Dikona and he went out of the Beis HaMikdash to impress Alexander Mogdon. So what was the heter? Eis lasos l'Hashem aferu serosecho. According to Reb Chaim Volozhin, that was also Hatzolas Yisrael. And when it is to the benefit of the entirety of Klal Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash, one could apply the rule of Gedoyla Aveira Lishma. So in that sugi, Yuma Samachtes, Chazal don't mention the formula of Gedoyla Aveira Lishma, but it seems to be the same idea and the same concept based on the Posik in Tehillim, Eis Lasois Lashem Haferu Serusecho. So on one hand, some of the greatest Gedoylam, Rav Chaim Avalazhin and the Ramchal say that this is not a halacha. It's an idea. It's an abstract concept that we find in Chazal, but it has no practical implication. However, we do see in the Gemara in later generations, and that was not Eliyahu HaNavi. It was, there no longer was Nevuah, Chochamot of Menavi, and that was the Psak of Shimon HaTzadik based on Eis Lasos Hashem, Aferu Serusecho. So we could never know. Was it that Shimon HaTzadik wanted to impress Alexander the Great? Or maybe there was more pnimius and ruchnius in the idea and in the schus of the big day kahuna. I just want to quote a Yerushalmi, a Masechet Yumin. Yerushalmi says that Lamo nitna avoides yom kapurim b'shmoyne begodim keneged shmoyne yememila. And just a week ago, we spoke about the concept of shmoyne yememila. Why the number eight? The number eight always indicates in yonim shem lamala mederech hateva. So the shmoyne begodim are also Ma'ore Rachamim, Lamala Mederech HaTeva, and the Gemara says in Yerushalmi, Masechet Yumah, that the Shemayne Begodim are connected Shemayne Yemayimila. So we could only guess, because the Gemara doesn't explain or indicate, but maybe Alexander's idea of wearing Big De Kohuna when he went to see, not Alexander's idea, but the idea of Shimon HaTzadik to dress up in Shemayne Begodim when he went to see Alexander was not only to impress Alexander with the beauty of those garments, but more the pnimius and the rachamei shemayim that these shemoyne begudim bring forth. So do we find in the poskim the idea of eis lasis l'shem aferu serusecho? Briefly, not at great length and not in great depth, but briefly. There's a fascinating tshuva, tshuva sarash b'chelecheisim and reish lamedches, which is definitely recommended by me, you know, if you're really interested in a fascinating tshuva. So this tshuva is written by the Rashba to one of his obvious Talmidim. And that Talmid was a leader of a community, a Rav of a community, and he had tremendous Ogmas Nefesh. And he had difficulty in really bringing the congregation to Dikdika Mitzvahs and Shmias Mitzvahs. And there were some very negative segments of the community whom he felt that they need to be punished, but he had difficulty in bringing forth and penalizing them. And the Rashba writes him a very encouraging letter, in which he recommends tolerance and caution. And the Rashba says, sometimes Lahamed Sadas al Tilo takes time, and it's a process, and you cannot have everything at once. A very interesting and fascinating tshuva. And the Rashba writes that sometimes Beis Din is even demanded and required to be lenient and not to delve out punishment lefi din Torah in order, in the long run, Lahamid Esadas al Tila. And the Rashba quotes the Mamar Chazal, Gedoyla Aveira Lishma. And sometimes you have to lean back and take a deep breath and be tolerant and not trying to impose Torah rule and halachic rulings for the benefit of the long haul, as the Rashba writes. And he quotes the Mamar Chazal, Eis Las Hashem, Eferu Serusa. And it is not clear in the Tshuva said Rashba, does he mean that Beis Din, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Hayu Kayim, is entitled not to delve out punishment, whether it's Chayve Malkus or Dalad Mises Beis Din? I don't think so. That would be a tremendous chiddush. I don't think that Beis Din is entitled to forego their chiyuv of Uve Arto or Romik Ramecho. The Rashba probably is referring to Makin Va'onjin Shalom Min Adin, not Bizman Shebeis Amigdush Kayim, not Dalad Mises Beis Din or Chayve Malkus, but throughout the ages. Throughout the ages, in many places in the world, Jews had legal autonomy to deal with their own and to punish their own. And probably the Rashba was dealing with those situations and those rulings, not Mishpat HaTorah of Chayve Malkus or Dalad Mises Beis Din. But the Rashba does quote the Maamar Chazal, Gedol Aveira Lishmo, arguing that sometimes Al Pi Torah you have to be tolerant and forgiving and not impose Torah values or halachic rulings when you feel that in the long run that will bring the community closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and closer to Shmiras HaMitzvos. Sefer HaMichtam, Brochas Dav Beis Amud Aleph, and this is really a big surprise and a big chiddush. Everybody remembers the first Tosfos in Shas. I could just guess. I guess that everybody remembers Brochas Dav Beis Amud Aleph, the first Tosfos in Shas. First Tosfos in Shas deals with the question, what is the minig based on that people daven mara before tzei sakechovim? L'chayri, you're not yoytze kliya shemar shemarvis before tzei sakechovim. And as we all remember, Tosfos has two drachim, two different interpretations. One being that we rely on Shittas of Yehuda that night begins at plaga mincha, and you could actually say kliya shemar after plaga mincha. The other approach of Tosfos is we rely on kliya shemar she'alamito. So when we daven mara before Tzei Sekechovim, we really are not Yotzi Yedei Choyv in Kriya Shema Shal Arvis. Sefer HaMichtam writes, no, Al Pi Alocha, you cannot say Krishman Bi Yotzi only Liachat Tzei Sekechovim. V'yaf Al Pi Ken, Zet Tekonas Chachomim Gedoyle, Mishum Eis Lasois La Hashem, Haferu Soirosecho. That is what the Sefer HaMichtam writes. Obviously, arguing, if they wouldn't daven before Tzei Sekechovim, they wouldn't say Kriya Shema at all. Because V'yamei Kedem, as we know from very many sources in Shas, people were afraid to go out of their homes after nightfall, after Tzei Sekechovim. Pachad Hamazikim, and that is why Chazal were metakan tefilis me'ein sheva b'leil Shabbos. People shouldn't have to walk alone at night. So Sefer HaMichtam writes, Mishomei Slasas Hashem Afiros Arasecho, Tkones Chachumim Gedoilim, people should come together in Shul and Daven Marav before Tzei Sekechovim. Because if they wouldn't Daven Marav Dominion before Tzei Sekechovim, most of the people wouldn't say Kriya Shema at all. So it's better to say Kriya Shema before Tzei Sekechovim than most of the community not saying Kriya Shema at all. And therefore, this minig is Shalol Efi Adin. But it is based on the idea of Eis Lasers Lashem Haferus Rosecho. So this is one of the Rishonim explaining a minig of their times, based on the concept that sometimes we would violate halacha if that is called for the benefit of Kiyum HaTorah and Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Paskins the Rambam, Hilchas Chiya Perek Tes, Halacha Yud. Shchiv Mara Sheomar, Shchiv Mara left in his will, in his last will, that from his estate, from his nechosim, they should give him a tona for a non-Jew. The Yorshim do not execute that will because it's an isov lo yisachonim. However, if he asks that his slaves be released, then we do that, even though that is also an isov lo oilam behen ta'avoidu. And the Gemara says, kolam shachar avdoi oiver ba'asei. And the Rambam doesn't really explain the difference. If he asks that money should be given to non-Jewish causes, we do not fulfill his will because that's in itself like sitlam matnas chilam. But if he asks that his slaves be released, then we do fulfill that will. Mipnesha eved mitzvah b'mitzvah. So why would that explain this halacha? After all, it's in itself of la'olam behem tavoidu v'kolam shachar avdoi oyve ba'asei. So the Bnei Yosef doesn't come up with a reasonable explanation. And the Bach writes in simulation involved that this is also based on Gedoyla Aveda Lishma. Might be an Aveda. But on the other hand, this is his will and Mitzvah Lakayim Divrei Ameis. And an Eved is Chayev B'Mitzvahs Mitzvahs. And when we release him, he will have many more mitzvahs that have been chodin as chayev. And therefore, the Rambam paskins, we should fulfill as well. Kol ha-mashach rav d'reva b'yaseh. But that would be considered an aveda l'shma, which is very interesting. But that is the interpretation of the Bach explaining the Rambam's halacha in this din, which is part of Matnas Shechiv Marah. Chuvas Marach or Zeru asim akuf samach gimel. So this tshuva isn't really a psak, but it's a fascinating interpretation of coming back to the sugya. So many times in Shas, Tosfos asks a basic question. On one hand, Chazal say, when a person is makayim mitzvah shelo lishma, noachal shelo nivro. On the other hand, lo olam yaseh kodem mitzvah shelo lishma, mitoch shelo lishma, bo lishma. So Tosfos, Brachas Yud Zayin, many other sources in Shas, differentiates between two different categories of Shelo Lishma. There's Shelo Lishma, which is Lekanter, which is totally to be rejected. And there's Shelo Lishma, which is Shelo Lishem Shemayim, it's for covered, but that could be tolerated. Malach HaZeruah writes, every Shelo Lishma is an Aveira. And whenever a person performs a mitzvah shelo lishma, that is an aveira. So how do Chazal say, la'olam yaseh kodem mitoch mitzvah shelo lishma, mitoch shelo lishma, bo lishma? So Malach HaZeruah says that is precisely what Chazal say in that same sugya gedoyla aveira lishma. It's an aveira. But this aveira will ultimately bring to mitzvahs. And that is why Chazal say, even though every shelo lishma is an aveira, mitoch shelo lishma, ba'al lishma, and therefore it's an aveira lishma. So according to Malach HaZeruah, this very fundamental teaching of Chazal, is actually based on the concept of gedoyla aveira lishma. And that is a teretz on Tosfos kash. Tosfos asks, well, Chazal totally rejects shelo lishma, and here they recommend it. So Malach HaZeruah says, it is an aveira. But if his intent is ultimately to achieve the level of lishma, then that would be considered an aveira lishma, which is not only tolerated, but also recommended and encouraged. So according to the Malach HaZeruah, Aveira Lishma is not some esoteric idea which refers to before Matan Torah. It actually has a very clear and fundamental implementation, which is La'olam Yaseh Kodom V'Toyro V'Mitzvah Shelo Lishma Metoch Shelo Lishma Bo Lishma. Tshuvas HaRamosim in Yud Aleph. We don't really know what happened, but obviously there was a big machloikis in Krakow in the Jewish community. A machloikis between two segments of the Jewish community. And that machloikis was so terrible that there was a threat to expel all the Jews of both parties. And the authorities threatened to expel all the Jews and get rid of them all and send them all away to Golos. And obviously the only way that the leaders of the community felt they could quell this machloikis is in the way of Hitzuas Shemra. And it is only if they turn to authorities and say, the minority party, they're really crazy people and they're really bad people and they need to be dealt with, and that, according to the leaders of the community, would be the only way to ultimately solve this terrible problem that threatened to destroy the entire community. And the question was, would there be a heter to be moitzi shemra on part of the community for the benefit of the greater community and the entire Jewish population? So we don't know many details, but we could just imagine, you know, we know other Jewish communities in different parts of the world, and sometimes there is a very zealous minority and creating a terrible image for the greater community. So that was actually the question that the Ramo had to Paskin, and the Ramo was the Rav and the leader of the community in Krakow. And the Ramo writes, if there is no other way to go about it, that is what we should do, even though we are Moitzi Shemran, part of the community, and they might bear the consequences. But Kamoisha Omru Chachomim Gidoy Laveira Lishmo. So the Ramo falls back on the idea of Gidoy Laveira Lishmo when he writes, if there is no other way to solve this terrible problem, that is what we shall do. Maybe the last source. In my Ksuvim and in Tshuvas I wrote, I brought many more sources, but we don't have that much time and we still have a long way to go. So just the last source, which is an interesting one, which is a Tshuvin from Reb Shlomi Kluger. Shalas HaTshuvas HaWelef Lach HaShlomi. I don't know whether you're aware of this sefer. Reb Shlomi Kluger was one of the most prolific writers in the entire Tkufa of the Achronim, and he wrote many, many Sforim. Far more than were printed, there still are loads of Sforim Iksav Yad. So one of the fascinating Sforim, authored by Reb Shlomi Kluger, is the Sefer Ho'elef Locha Shloima. And the name is based on the fact that Reb Shlomi Kluger writes in the introduction that this is just a compilation, 1,000 short tshuvas on different shailas. So when it comes to Talmud Torah, Reb Shlomi Kluger was always a megazim. There are far more than 1,000 tshuvas in the sefer. I counted them, so there are far more than 1,000 tshuvas. But nevertheless, the name of the sefer was Ho'elef Locha Shloima. So when he planned this sefer, obviously there were 1,000. But from the beginning to the end, he probably wrote another 150. So the sefer has more than 1,000 tshuvas. Or the Chaim Siman Nun Zayin, he has a very interesting discussion about Divrei Chazal, Asach Bein Tefillah LeTefillah Choyza Me'Orchei HaMalcho. Most of the Rishonim are Mefarish. He spoke out and he made a hefsik between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, necessitating a new bracha on Tefillin Shel Rosh. So he caused the bracha Sheina Tzricha, and that is his Aveira. But Rashi and Menachas Daf Nun Vav has a different interpretation. And Rashi says, he spoke between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, and therefore, when he put on Tefillin Shel Rosh, it was without a bracha. So he was mevatel berchas mitzvah tefillin shel rosh. If he wouldn't have made a hefsek between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, the first bracha would patter both tefillin. But he made a hefsek and he spoke between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Not meaning that necessitated another bracha. He didn't say the second bracha. So the veda is that he put on tefillin shel rosh without a bracha. And if Shlomi Kluger wants to say, why wouldn't Rashi offer the same pshat as all the other Rishonim? The hefsek necessitated a brocha sheret tzricha. So Reb Shlomi Kluger says, a brocha sheret tzricha still would be an aveira lishma. So if a person performs a mitzvah sheloi lishma, would he be choyza meyor shamalchama? Why? Then nobody would be out there fighting. So would we send someone home if he made a mitzvah sheloi lishma? Aveira lishma is like a mitzvah sheloi lishma. So Aveira Lishma, we definitely wouldn't send them back Miorach HaMalchomo. So it has to be an Aveira Shalom Lishma. And that is the fact that he put on Tefillin Shel Rosh without a bracha. So Reb Shlomi Kluger once again uses the concept of Aveira Lishma and he compares it totally to Mitzvah Shalom Lishma, arguing, would we send someone back because he made a Mitzvah Shalom Lishma? So we definitely wouldn't send him home because he performed an Aveira Lishma. So these are several sources, Medivrei HaPoskim, that did use the concept of Aveira Lishma in different contexts, but definitely in halachic discussion and in halachic ruling. And this brings us to another question, which is also a fascinating sugya, which I spoke about this year, Chol HaMoed, in various different shurim that I gave. Sometimes, and I say sometimes, we find an halachic that it is not only permissible, but the halacha demands that we are over on an iser b'yadayim to minimize the essence of that iser to a greater extent. That is the best hakdor I could offer. But I know it is only when we will give examples that we will really appreciate and understand the abstract idea. But let me once again give the abstract hakdora before we give practical examples. Sometimes it would be required al pi halacha to be over an issa b'yadayim to minimize the essence of that issa being performed by others. And the first pasuk that gave this psak was a very famous Jewish leader, not a very famous pasuk. And his name was Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. So the Mishnah in Psachim Daf Nun Vav says, Shishu Dvorah Moshe Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, Al Shloishu Hoidu Lo, Al Shloishu Loi Hoidu Lo. One of the six things that Chizkiyahu did, Kitzeitz Dal Sois HaHeichal, he cut off the doors of the Heichal in Beis HaMikdash and sent them as a gift to Melech Ashur to appease him and convince him not to conquer Yerushalayim and not to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So Chizkiyahu was over and alive. Lo yisasun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem. It is Mefurish in Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah. Anybody that destroys part of the Beis HaMikdash, any part of the Beis HaMikdash, is over and alive. Nevertheless, Chizkiyahu cut off Dal Sasaichel and he sent them to Melech Ashur to appease him and convince him not to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So in order to salvage the Beis HaMikdash, Shelo Yischalel, and it shouldn't be totally destroyed and reduced to ash, he was over on Lois Asen Ken Hashem Elokeichem, destroying the Dal Sasaichel and sending them to Melech Ashur. Is this halachic ruling? Yes. Shalas Tshuvas Mari Vayal Semenun, quoted by the Ramo, Shin Samaches El Yeredeya Sif Aleph. What are we dealing with there? It's halach in Shulchan Aruch, based on a sugya mefereshes in Megillah Daf Chavav. Trees, flowers that grow in a cemetery cannot be used. It's not a nisan or diuraisa, because mechub el hakarka is never a saban. But it's an issue that Rabbonim Mishum Kvoida makes. Because of the covet of a Jewish cemetery, you cannot use wood from trees that grow in the cemetery or any other thing that grows in the cemetery. However, the Mari Vayel was asked in a certain town in which the mayor or the poritz or the sultan, whoever he was, a man of power, had herds of animals, and they used to graze in the Jewish cemetery. And that was a tremendous chilul kavod ha'meis, having animals graze in the cemetery. The only way to get them out was to give him shoychat, to pay him. But the killer had no money. So the Mari Vayel is matya, cutting down the trees in the cemetery and selling the wood to raise funds to get those animals out of the cemetery. And the Mari Vayel's argument is, this issur is based on the covet of the Beis HaChaim. But this definitely is a far greater disgrace than cutting down the trees and selling the wood. And he bases his ruling on Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. He cut off the dalses of the Heichel, and he was even on Issa D'Oraisa. Why? Mishum Kvoid Beis HaMikdash. So Mishum Kvoid Beis HaChaim, we could be over on an Issa, even though that's an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's a clear Issa D'Rabbanan. It's in the Gemara and it's in Shulchan Aruch. But the Mari Vayel, quoted by the Ramo, says, we could be over on the Issa B'Yadayim to get those animals out of the basic forest. Even though if we do Sheval Taisa, it's not our Aveda. Those are not our animals. It's the mayor's. What could we do? Nevertheless, the Mari Vayel and the Ramo are matir over on an Issa B'Yadayim to save that same Beis HaChaim from a far greater Bizoy. And we have a similar aloch and similar Reish Pei Beis in Yoredei Yosef Gimel. And this is also a clear Gemara. in Brachas Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara says you cannot sit on a bench or on any surface when a Sefer Torah is on that same bench. And if you're riding a mule or a camel or a horse or any other animal and you have a Sefer Torah, Minicha V'cheiku K'neged Liboy, but you can't put the Sefer Torah on the animal, on the saddle where you're sitting. However, Shulchan Aruch says, if you see Goyim coming across, you are to sit on the Sefer Torah. They shouldn't find that Sefer Torah. And when I learned this halacha, you know, I shudder. Who could sit on a Sefer Torah? But that is the halacha. It is preferable to sit on the Sefer Torah that the Goyim shouldn't take it away. So is that for preventing monetary loss? Definitely not. It is to prevent the desecration of the Sefer Torah Ali de Goyim. But if they do it, they do it. If we sit on a Sefer Torah, we are mevaser the Sefer Torah in a terrible fashion. So the halacha is better to sit on a Sefer Torah, even though it's a bezoin of the Sefer Torah for a few minutes, to salvage that Sefer Torah from a far greater bezoin, the Yad HaGoyim. So these three halachas are based on the same concept. We are mevaza sefer Torah biyadayim bezoyin muat kedei latziloi mebezoyin godel. We would be over and we would mevaza kvoid ames bezoyin maat kedei lahatzil beisachayim from a far greater disgrace, even though we are not involved. And that is based on Cheskiu Melech Yehuda. So the common denominator of these three halachas, we're dealing with the same basic concept, the same basic idea. We are oiver biyadayim and bezoyin muat, whether it's the Beis HaMikdash or a Beis HaKvoros or a Sefer Torah, to salvage those same from a far greater chilul and bezoyin. Probably the most important sources are Mishnah and Tumas. Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hoyuayva mamokoyim lamokoyim, vekikroy shel trume biyodoy. Omeloy hanochri, tein li kikor echod va'atameno, ve'imlo atame eskulam. The non-Jew says, give me one kikor shel truma. Yes, I know that I'm Tomer, but I want to eat that loaf. If not, I'm going to be Metame them all. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yitames kulam v'al yitnu lo. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, we do not cooperate because there's a mitzvah of Meshumeres Trumoisai. We can't be Metame Truma. But ultimately, he will be Metame them all. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Sheval tas odef. If he is Metame, well, it's our mitzvah, not his. We would not cooperate. Rabbi Yeshua says, Yaniach echod al gabi aseret to salvage all the others. So Rabbi Yeshua suggests we could get out of it more or less. We're not metame biyadayim, but we will take one kicker and put it al gabi aseret, which in a way is giving him the kicker. So we're not metame biyadayim. And on the other hand, we saved all the others. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Rabbi Eliezer says no. We do not cooperate. If he's metame, he's metame. That's not our responsibility. The Rambam paskins in accordance to Rabbi Yeshua. Perek Yud Beis Melachos Tumas Halacha Vav, and that fits in with Cheskiu Melech Yehuda and the two psukim I quoted from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo, Lagabi Kvoid Sefer Torah and Lagabi Kvoid Beis HaKvoros. But the Gevaldige Kasha on Mari Vayil is, well, okay. So the precedent is Cheskiyo. But the Mishnah says, Shishu Devorah Moshe Cheskiyo HaMelech Al Shloish Oidolo, Al Shloish Oidolo. And Kitzes Dalsa Sehechel is not in the right list. That is in the negative list. That is the one that Loi Oidolo. So how could you base a Lachic ruling on Cheskiyo when Chachmei Hazman rejected what he did? So that would be a Gevaldig Ikash. But I think Mari Vayil is right. Because Rashi says in Psochem Daf Nun Vav, Lamo lo hoidolo. So this story is in Sefer Malachim. And in that same parasha in Sefer Malachim, the Novi says, nobody will come on you, Yerushalayim. מגן לא ייראה בה, וחץ לא יירו בה, וגנוי סייה לו עיר הזויס, למעני ולמען דוד עבדי. So Rashi says the reason the Chachomim were angry with Chizkiyahu is, why did you need to send a gift to Melech Ashu when the Novi promised B'Shem Hashem, V'ganoi siya lo ir azois lomani ulaman David Avdi. There was no need. So we could prove from Rashi that that was the only reason the Chachomim were against Chizkiyahu. If not for the Haftoch of the Novi, everybody would agree that that would be an appropriate step to take, which would prove that by halachic ruling, it is preferable to be oive b'yadayim al menat latzil et beis hamikdash from a far greater harm and destruction. So we have similar questions in many different sources, and I wrote a great deal about these halachas. Just to quote one interesting argument, going back 350 years, regarding Geniza. In a certain kehillah, there was Shemus and Geniza, which couldn't be taken care of. And it was a big bezoyin. And the Shivus Yankev, Chela Gimel, Simen Yud Paskind, it would be preferable to burn those Shemus. Burning Kizvi HaKodesh is a lav. So this question has many details. Many Rishonim maintain that an Issa D'Oraisa is only if the Ksuvim and the Shemus were written L'Shem Kedush is a shame. Many others maintain, many Achroinim, that the Lav only applies B'Ksive, not B'Tfus. So according to this Yosakov, we're not dealing with an Issa D'Oraisa. Dealing with an Issa D'Rabbonin, it is better to burn the Shemus because we find the concept of Sefer Kodshim. Burning is not the greatest bezoyin, better than those shemus flying around on the streets and boim le bezoyin. And one of the great gedolim of that same generation was Rabbi Cheskel Katzenelbaum, and Shalas Tshuvas Knesses Yecheskel, he totally rejects that opinion in Siman Lamed Zayin. And what is interesting to note that the Chazon Ish in two different sources, Chazon Ish Kuf Samech Dalad, Ois Gimel and Yerodeya, Mesechet Yudayim, Seyde Taharis, in 7 Chet od Yud Chet, Chazon Ish in both sources, Paskins in accordance to the Shus Yaakov. Better to burn Gneiza than to have it Magia Lidei Bezoin. So some years ago, I had two shaylos in a relatively short period, two extremely disturbing shaylos, in a certain school in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. Out of all places in the world, you would never expect this to happen in Yerushalayim. Certain school, when the staff arrived one morning, they saw in all Chadrei HaShirutim, in all the washrooms, Shem Hashem, Yud Kai Vav Kai, hundreds of times written on the walls, on the doors, which is a tremendous Chilul Hashem. They called me in the morning, what should we do? You know, we can't let the kids. So I told them, first of all, kids should stay home till this is taken care of. I don't want any child to see Yud Kei Vav Kei Shem Hashem in the toilets. And I told them to bring an Arab worker and to repaint those rooms, even though that obviously is a lav of Mechikas Hashem. And a few weeks later, I was called from Iriat Yerushalayim that on the major highway next to Hachutzvim, one nice, beautiful day in the morning, across the road in big white letters, they found Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, on the road. And cars are going in both directions over that road. Once again, I told them to stop the traffic, bring some Arab workers and whitewash the street and erase that. So my ruling was based on many different hagdomas. One of them, arguing that when a person writes Shem Shemayim al menas levazoisei, that is the hefech of Kiddush Hashem, and even those poiskim that say there's an issa of Mechikas Hashem, even if it wasn't written l'shem Kiddush Hashem, but if it was written l'shem Chilul Hashem, it definitely has no Kiddush of Shem Hashem and could be erased. But primarily, my psak was based on a fascinating tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, Chelek Vav, Simen Ches. And obviously, there were crazy people going back 200 years. So the Samsaifa deals with an artist that was commissioned by a certain community to write a beautiful plaque, the Posek Zeh Ashar Hashem Tzadikim Yevo'u Bo, and they intended to hang that up on the entrance to the shul. And one night, some Rosha came and put it up in the bathrooms. And obviously, they couldn't take it off the wall. And that some sofer paskins, it should be erased. They should bring a goy to erase it. And he bases his ruling not really on halachic criteria, but more on aveda lishma and on eis lasos lashem haferu serosach, without going into the questions, does it have kedushas Hashem or not? In that case, definitely had more kedusha, because the artist that wrote that pasuk had the most beautiful and purest intentions. He didn't designate it for a chilul Hashem. That was another person. So, nevertheless, that is the psak of the Chasam Sofer. And I think it fits into the context of our broader discussion. If Chezkiyahu HaMelech Yehuda paskened and he implemented his psak, the kid says, Dalsas HaHechel, and he was over and Loisas and came Hashem Elokeichem, to be Merneya, Chilul Hashem of Chorb Mabayis, then the Chasam Sofer paskens, it is preferable to erase that posik and to prevent a far greater Chilul Hashem, with something which is totally unbearable and inconceivable and unheard of, that a posik bearing Shem Hashem should be b'mekoyim esamit tunafim. And that was the basic source of the various psukim I gave, and I think one of those tshuvas is actually printed in Shalos Tshuvas Minchas Osher Chelek Beis. So today we discussed the broad idea of Gedoyla Aveda Lishma, and we moved on to a similar sugya in which we brought from many sources that sometimes it is halachically permissible and even required to transgress and to be over biyudayim on an isser, to prevent that same isser to a greater extent and a far harsher model, even though that would not be al yudeinu, but by others, Jews or non-Jews. And this is a very basic yesod in halacha. So both ideas we discussed today, whether it being Aveda Lishma and Eis Lasos Lashem Aveda Serosecho, or part number two, section number two of this year, based on Chezkiyahu HaMelech Yehuda and the Mishnah and Trumis, both are important halachic sources from Chazal to Achroini Arachroinim. But you need tremendous halachic knowledge and wisdom and insight and Das Torah to know when these ideas could be implemented, Lemaisa, because these are not simple halachas in the Mishnah Berurah. They are very complex issues, which we find various different sources, but everyone could understand and appreciate that these are very delicate issues. And to implement them, the Maisa, you really need great Torah knowledge and insight. So this week we continue learning about Avraham Avinu, the first of the great Avos. That is a quote from Tona de Be'eliyahu and the Ramban. That is the Mahalach of the Ramban in the entirety of Sefer Bereishis. But this punchline is from the introduction of the Ramban to Sefer Shemois, not Sefer Bereishis. And in the Ramban's introduction to Sefer Shemois, he writes that Sefer Bereishis is defined and called Sefer HaYetzirah, even though a very small section of Sefer Bereishis deals with Bria's Oyla. Actually, a small part of Parshas Bereishis deals with Bria's Oyla. It is only the first Parsha in Chumash Bereishis that deals with the Bria. So why is the entire Sefer defined as Sefer HaYetzirah? The Ramban explains. Because the entire Sefer is the story of the Avos. Masa Ovis Yitzira Laboni. We are all familiar with the line Masa Avos Siman Labonim. Yes, that is Chazal. But the Rabban argues far more than that. Masa Avos Yetzira Labonim. So what happened with the Avos is not only indicative of the story of Klal Yisrael, but the deeds of our great Avos created the future and the reality of Klal Yisrael, the destiny of Klal Yisrael, and all the koiches of the Jewish people, all are from Masa Avos. V'Masa Avos Yetzira Lebon. And when we observe Divrei Chazal in Gemara and Midrashim, we find some shocking revelations. How anything the Avos did, what tremendous impact it had on the entire future of Klal Yisrael. Just to mention the Medrash in this week's parsha, when Avraham makes a bond, a bris with Avimelech, and he gives him seven lambs, Sheva, Kivsois, Hatzoin, and HaKadosh Baruch was angry with Avraham. Why did you give Avimelech those animals? Ukeneged Sheva Kivsois Hatzoin, Matan Torah was postponed seven generations. Matan Torah was Tachlis Abriah. Bishvil Yisrael Shenikul Reishis, Bishvil Torah Shenikul Reishis. And the Medrash says, Re'uya Hoysa Torah Lehinosan Alidei Avraham Avinu. The Torah should be given by Avraham Avinu. He was the first Jew. He was the one that discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own. Re'uya Hoysa Torah Shetinosan Alidei Avraham Avinu. But Avraham Avinu lost out because of those Shevet Kvosos. So the Torah, Matan Torah was postponed. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yankov, Levi, Kohos, Amram, Moshe. Seven generations. Matan Torah was delayed because of those Sheva Kivsoi Satsa. And in Torah de Beriyor, Perik Ted Zayin, Chazal say, Bishvil Bris, Shekoras Avraham Avinu Im Goy. And once again, that means Avimelech, Ein lechu kol ume ba'olam she'ena mishobedes uma'ana es Yisrael yoyse mekame meyes shono. All the nations, whether it's the Romans or the Greeks, all the others, the Nazis, who else? V'shvel habris shekoras Avraham em goy, ein lechu kol ume veloshen she'enem mishabedes uma'anes Yisrael kame meyes shoni. The Ramban says that Golas Mitzrayim was because Avraham went back to Eretz Mitzrayim neged Ritzayin Hashem. And in last week's Pasha, Pasha's Lech Lecho, you got to be a Ramban to make such a statement. You got to be very daring and courageous to say that. The Ramban says that Soro and Avraham passively, Soro actively, they didn't act decently with Hagar. And that is why Yishmael is Mitzayer Yisrael Lo'erech HaDoiris. So if we are suffering today from the Muslims, and in the past 100 years, how much Jewish blood was shed by Yishmael, that is because of the way Sora and Avraham treated Hagar. That is what the Ramban says. And we ask, so what was so bad about the bris that Avraham did with Avimelech? What is that? Is it an Avera, Loisasa, Bitul Mitzisaseya, Diuraisa, the Rabbonon? What was wrong? So the Medrash seems to indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, very nice, my dear Avraham. So you have two brisim, one with me and the other with Avimelech. Doesn't sound right. You have a bris with me, Zois brisi, Bein Yuvenchu, Bein Zarachu, Achrecho, and then a week later you make a bris with Avimelech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't happy.
But those were Averis Kechut Asar, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaktikim Chassidav Kechut Asar. What does the Ramban have against Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu argued with Sarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, you follow Sarah and do whatever she tells you to do. But the Ramban says, why did he let her do that in the first place? So these are Averis Kechut Asar, and they had a devastating impact on the destiny of Klal Yisrael. Twice in Shas, and Hedron Daf Kuf, and Asoyte Daf Yud Aleph, Chazal say, Midit Toive Merube, Midit Paronis, Chumish Meis Pamim. And the great deeds and mitzvahs of the Ovis outreached and outnumbered their Averis a million times, a billion times. I mean, those were the greatest of the giants. And the Avedas were Kechut Asara, so we could only assume how much chusim and how much strength and how much positive impact Masa of us had on the story of the Jews. So I said many times in the past that the Jewish story is unparalleled in human history. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes it in his introduction to Siddur Beis Yaakov, to his famous Siddur. Chai Roishi, and that is a Loshen Shavua. When I observe and when I think about the story of the Jews, in this long Golus, Se'achas, Bein Shivim Zeivim, Godel Hanes Hazeh B'Yeinai, Mekol Hanisim Shenasu Laveseinu B'Mitzrayim, Ba'alayam U'B'Yeretz Yisrael. The fact that we're still around is a greater miracle then Yitzias Mitzrayim, Aseres Hamakas, Mamed Har Sinai, and all the Nisim Shenasu, B'Mitzrayim, V'Alayam, U'B'Yeretz Yisrael. So where does this miracle come from? Masa of us. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And all the Mesiris Nefesh we have, and all the Mesiris Nefesh we could possibly master, is all B'Koicham Shalom. And Chazal say, Kol ha'holech b'darka avos, ani miskoim ha'molach b'zchus avos. So when we learn Parshas Bereishis, and every week we try to understand Masa Avos, and we learn what the Rishonim and the Ramban have in the interpretation of Masa Avos, and we try and do our best to follow in their footsteps. And each and every one of us says, Mosa Yagi O Masa Ila Masa Avos Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers for us Zchus Avos, Bris Avos, and Chasdei Avos. And believe me, we need those chasodim. We desperately need those chasodim. So we should try to emulate Masa Avos, following their footsteps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yizkor Lanu Zchus Avos, Ubegdal Avos, Toshia Bonim, Vesovi Geula Levnei B'Neim, Bemheiro, Biomeinu.